Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So, as you know, there's a national lifeguard shortage. Same is true for the state of New York, for city of Buffalo, for Western New York. We're going to close all of the outdoor pools because of a shortage of lifeguards. We will open the 2 indoor pools, Casanova Pool, Lovejoy Pool. We'll have extended hours for our indoor pools to give residents in different parts of our community the ability to utilize the pools. The pools will be open 7 days a week. There will also be evening hours as well. We haven't talked about transportation at this point. I'll have Deputy Commissioner Rabb speak to that.
So we're retaining the indoor pools to stay open. These facilities are open year-round and serve the entire city. The splash pads are also open around the city. So if people are looking for a cooling opportunity, closer to their own neighborhood, all of the splash pads, except for Allison Splash Pad, which we're repairing by the end of this week, are available and open and have been open since Memorial Day weekend and will continue to be open 7 days a week through the end. So we're looking to provide the most swimming opportunity available for the restricted amount of lifeguards that we have. I mean, we monitor the shoreline regardless of the condition of the pools. Incidents occur there not just in the summer. So we have, with our engineering division, parks, police, do monitor the shorelines. We have signs posted at all of those locations
as
well.
But you do understand that just because you may see an influx now of kids.
But this is also a regional issue, so it's not just that the pools in Buffalo are affected by this. Niagara Falls is closed. They have the very same issue. It's an issue that's affecting all of us right now. But yes, we are aware of the shoreline and we do monitor it.
And did you want to talk about the life rings that I think just
we did, just as a part of the recent fencing work that was going on at Broderick Park. We did post 2 life ring stations at Broderick Park as well. Again, that's not going to prevent people from going across the barrier into the water. The first choice is for people not to enter the water at all at Broderick Park.
Well, let me just say again, you know, for years we have advised people not to swim in unattended bodies of water. So no one should be doing that. No child, no adult. It's dangerous, and so You know, we have all of those areas where people can get into bodies of water that are unattended. We have those posted for no swimming, and we're certainly asking our young people and adults to heed that. So we were concerned that this would be an issue. We started recruiting lifeguards in January. A number of young people came out. What we found is a number decided not to go forward with being lifeguards. A number dropped out of the program. And some decided to be lifeguards at other municipalities. So again, this is a challenge not only for Buffalo, it's a challenge all over the region, it's a challenge across the state and nation. We had some very highly publicized training sessions after January where we were feeling good that we might reach the number of lifeguards needed. The number that we need to open all of our pools is about 80, and right now we're at about 20, and that's what we're seeing all over the country, that the interest right now in people serving as lifeguards is down. The other thing that we have done is we have also raised the salary of lifeguards. We've done that to retain the lifeguards that we have, and to also encourage additional people to consider being lifeguards. And so what we have done now is we are starting the lifeguard recruitment process right now for next year, and we will also provide paid training for lifeguards, and hopefully starting now instead of starting in January, starting in the summer, we will be able to recruit the necessary number of lifeguards for next year's swimming season.
Mayor Arter? Is that pay similar to what the state is offering?
Yeah, we're paying similar to what the state is paying, again, to retain the lifeguards that we have and to attract new lifeguards.
Why is the city not opening even a single outdoor pool with the 20 lifeguards you have?
Because we don't have the numbers to open them. So we're continuing the opening of our indoor pools, which are open year-round. The 20 lifeguards will give us the ability to open the indoor pools with extended hours, 7 days a week, with evening hours. But unfortunately, there just wasn't enough lifeguard interest for us to be able to open outdoor pools.
So just to elaborate that, the lifeguards, not all of them work full 40-hour weeks. Some of those are seasonal and part-time workers. So in order to have a consistent and safe number of outdoor lifeguards, first, their outdoor pools are larger and require more staff than the indoor pools in order to open and to have that rotation and to consistently open day in and day out. So in order to provide the most consistent and most swimming hours available to the public with the staff that we have, we're keeping the two indoor pools operating through the summer season.
Are there mechanical concerns related to these outdoor pools not being used for a whole season? Are you going to keep them empty?
Sure. Yeah. No. We have taken steps to over the past few years to improve many of our pools. Kensington Pool is going through a second phase of work and will be completed by the end of this year, regardless of whether or not we were opening it for summer operations. We're working on improving Allison Pool. Potentially next year, which was all pre-scheduled and doesn't have anything to do with this. We are working right now on making those to continue to do those annual repairs to cracked concrete and pipes and pumps and all those things that we would do in a regular year in order so that pools don't deteriorate. So you will still see potentially parks and buildings staff working on pools, even though they may not be open. And that's to address that so that we don't have a big backlog next summer, and we're making every effort that we can as the mayor said, to begin all of that process now. We were hopeful with our with securing some grants and working with partners on training this past year, but we're going to start that effort right now in hopes of getting the staff for
and
next
are
summer.
Are there any other pools, Kensington, Allison, any other upgraded other upgrades to pools, outdoor pools?
The well, no, those were the first two after we did our evaluation of the outdoor pool facilities. So those, Kensington was a multi-million dollar project. Allison will be the same. We had a few years ago, we redid the pool at Centennial Pool was redone.
So for the summer, we have two indoor city pools and how many splash pads?
10.
And those are all across the city?
The 10 splash pads are spread out pretty consistently throughout the city.
And the correct. Hours of operation for the splash pads?
Splash pads are open every day from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m.
We good with the pools?
Yeah, so just again to be clear on the pools, pools are all maintained. Mechanically, they're all ready to go. There's maintenance that's done annually on the pools. The issue isn't the condition of the pools. Unfortunately, the issue is the unavailability of lifeguards. We started the recruitment process in January of this year. For next year, now, we have started the recruitment process right now. We've increased the salary that we're paying lifeguards and training for lifeguards, people who would like to be trained to be lifeguards. There will be paid training for youth 21 and below.
We good on
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.